Fresh Water, for Wilbert Collins, Golden Meadow, Louisiana. 1. Sign. I raise my camera, spinning its iris. Focus shuttered and caught. Not a glyph hollowed out, but a voice written in light. Collins Oyster Company, out of business after 90 years because of BP's oil and Governor Jindal's fresh water. Sweat darkens my shirt back, shape of a hand pressing. To my right, Route 1's traffic hurtles past. 90 years, a man shouts and idles his car, points to the sign. My father's out back. Go talk to him. 2. Post-spill, October 2011. His dining room turned war room, just 3 card tables pushed together and a wall papered in maps. Jefferson Parish's oyster lease lines, the Collins beds, thumb-tacked red. Arrows. These leases should have been relocated. Marked in thick black. The fresh water was as bad as the oil, 73-year-old Collins says of attempts to force oil from the marshes. Report. More than 60% of the oysters in one Louisiana bay were dead as a result of the release of fresh water. He's reseeding the beds this year. In 15 more, maybe, the oysters will be back. I nod, pivoting, then stop. Opposite the charts hangs a photo, pre-spill, framed. Collins on the Browden Tragey's deck, head tipped back to the sky. A typical haul, he tells me. I zoom in, filling the viewfinder. That day's dredge of mollusks, I never imagined so many, piled in drifts higher than his knees. 3. Snapshot. He poses for me, now empty deck behind him, arm braced on a stanchion. Both eyes sink into his cap's angled shadows. At his feet, the split shells of last year opalesce, a hollowed light. I don't have anything else to do, he says, when I thank him. I offered to show them all my dead oysters. They don't want to see it. I know. It's not in our nature. I owe him more than this utterance unheard, must learn at last how to look.